"I came to see Bran," John said, "to say goodbye." Her face did not change. Her long auburn hair was dull and tangled. She looked as though she had aged 20 years. "You said it. Now go away." Part of him wanted only to flee, but he knew that if he did, he might never see Bran again. He took a nervous step into the room. "Please," he said. Something cold moved in her eyes. "I told you to leave," she said. "We don't want you here." Once that would have sent him running. Once that might even have made him cry. Now it only made him angry. He would be a sworn brother of the Night's Watch soon, and face worse dangers than Catelyn Tully Stark. "He is my brother," he said. "Shall I call the guards?" "Call them," John said defiantly. "You can't stop me from seeing him." He crossed the room, keeping the bed between them, and looked down on Bran where he lay. She was holding one of his hands. It looked like a claw. This was not the Bran he remembered. The flesh had all gone from him, his skin stretched tight over bones like sticks. Under the blanket, his legs bent in ways that made John sick. His eyes were sunken deep into black pits, open, but they saw nothing. The fall had shrunken him somehow. He looked half a leaf, as if the first strong wind would carry him off to his grave.